And then I wanted to just also tag on what Skeletons is. So Skeletons originally started as a demo for a song, and the working title was Sweeter. And it was like supposed to be a love song originally. And it was just like a fun little pop thing. It was one of the early, early, early demos that I had of this new songwriting process. So much so that when I used to have my vlog series, The Jeff Desiato Show, I actually, you can go back into one of the episodes and you hear me playing it. You hear me demoing it when I first started talking about writing songs again. And I wrote new lyrics to that at one point, and it was a song called All American Kind, which was also a love song, but it was from the perspective of someone who meets a girl during World War II, and they both fall in love over their shared hatred of communism. So it was a tongue-in-cheek song, and I decided that those lyrics didn't fit the music at all, even though I felt the lyrics were fun. And so we actually have rewritten that song. I don't know if it'll ever see the light of day, because it's kind of like a, we decided to rewrite the music to be more fitting of the era, so it sounds kind of like a old Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin kind of vibe, big band standard. So I don't know if that'll ever get released, or if it does, it'll be released on a very specific EP that is highlighting the different eras of American music. Because I have a couple other songs too that are like that. They're very pastiche in their delivery. But all that to say, I always liked the music, and I decided to pitch down a whole step from what it originally was. Originally it was in C, and when I came up with the idea for the new chorus, it was going to be a little too high, so I pitched it down to B flat. And so Skeletons was really just an idea of like, oh, I want to pair this up. I'm releasing this song in time for Halloween to take advantage of the whole Under Your Spell thing. You got to think about marketing when you're doing songwriting as well, or at least your releases, marketing strategies for your releases. And I was like, Under Your Spell works with Halloween, but I want to beef that release up. I want to really kind of shine a light on it. So I just kind of thought, oh, you know what? I came up with a chorus. If you dig down deep enough, you'll find Skeletons. Just the idea of the secret life that we all have lived, or the secret thoughts that we all have that we wrestle with and try to put to death. And we would be ashamed that those things be brought to light. But in reality, when those things come to light, oftentimes that's when you can really move on and grow. And it was also kind of poking fun at the whole thing where, like, we went through cancel culture and everything, where people were like finding texts and tweets from like 2017 and canceling people in 2020 because of things that they tweeted when they were like 17 years old, things like that. Like that whole culture that is just so toxic. So it was kind of playing off of that. Like, we all have skeletons in our closet, and everyone, if we were going to hold people to the standard of something they did or thought in the past was how you were going to treat them now, and we're going to treat them based on how we feel about things now, based on a culture that was different than ours, then none of us would survive. That's no way to live. So the idea of Skeletons was, instead of fearing that, instead of trying to actively, actively discourage people from looking into our past because they'd be afraid, just living transparently, living as an open book. And Skeletons is what that song's about, but obviously skeletons are very common this time of year. So I felt like the two of those things could be paired together really well. And that song, it was kind of a one-off, and I just wanted to put it out. But there's something sweet about it. There's something that I really enjoy about it. And that song is, I call it a demo because it really is just that. Like, it's not a fully fleshed out song like I would have in the past, or with the other songs where I get live drums and then we start like building the song over from scratch. Like, most of what you hear, I added some things to make it a little bit more polished for a release, but it's just the original demo pitched down half step. So a lot of that instrumentation is actually recorded in a different key, and then the pitch is changed to fit the demo. And then it's been fun to kind of work on these little side things in addition to the main releases. I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll check it out. I hope you'll subscribe. And I hope, even more importantly, you will support the work that I'm doing. You're getting to hear the songs for free on any streaming platform, but if you would like to support me as an artist, you can do that on Cash App, Venmo, or Buy Me a Coffee. That's going to help me get the word out about my songs, help me with the costs of undertaking something like this, promoting it, equipment, all of that stuff. I'm doing this in addition to my full-time job, as you know. But also, I'm hoping to, I'm releasing a Christmas EP. That's going to be my next release. And that has costs because I'm doing some covers and there's licensing costs for those cover songs. So if you'd like to support me, I appreciate that. And until next time, I hope you'll like Under Your Spell and Skeletons. Check them out.
Said a lot of things that would make your granny blush, but that was long ago and now it's so out of touch. I'm matured somehow from things you won't allow. I try to not offend whoever is the victim now. I put the work into making sure that you don't uncover the truth. You take down deep enough for skeletons you see. Of my ones I never dared to speak of, but now that you found them, I'm relieved. I've done a bang up job building up the stone facade. Those bones are neatly tucked away, I hope and pray to God. I'm feeling pretty good, to know I never could discover what's beneath the ground in a box of wood. Oh, who am I kidding here? I live in constant fear that skeletons could appear. If you dig down deep enough for skeletons you see, come on, once I never dared to speak of, but now that you've found them, I'm relieved.
Open up your mausoleum.
If you dig down deep enough for skeletons.